podcast series in which we share conversations with interesting and inspiring people in the large yacht industry. If you're a regular listener, you know that normally I welcome a guest after this brief introduction. But as any of you who own a computer probably know all too well, sometimes technical challenges can get in the way. But as you also surely know, where there is a will, there is definitely a way around those challenges. So in that spirit, Andrea Frobetti, the CEO of Sunseeker, and I recorded the following conversation on a different platform. And thanks to the magic of editing, I am thrilled to bring you the interview. I spoke with Andrea because while people clearly realize that Sunseeker offers mega yacht models in the 80-foot plus range, what they may not know is that the builder has more than 130 yachts exceeding 100 feet overall on the water. Several more, including the largest ever Sunseeker, are in build as well. So we discussed these, as well as two partnerships that Sunseeker has with two separate superyacht shipyards, in today's podcast.
So Andrea, you were talking about the Sunseeker superyacht division and how it's in a sense, it's a way to keep the internal workings and the internal coordination of the larger yacht projects kind of within its own niche in the company. I know the 42-meter Ocean is one of the yachts in that division, and that's a boat that's somewhat far along. So can you tell us the latest in terms of where that boat is in terms of construction? And you were talking about the beach club too being very special. So tell us a bit about that as well.
Yes, the boat, it's under construction in our shipyard in Osprey Key, close to Portland and Weymouth, a beautiful area, very nice place to build a boat and on the seaside. And that boat will be full fiberglass. And we just showed some visuals last year about the boat that that time was named 133, but now it's 42 Ocean, because substantially the boat is longer. It's in family feeling with our 50 Ocean, that is the boat that I have in background, but that boat, the 50, is in aluminium. But the 42 is in fiberglass and has a very innovative concept in the beach area. The customer could select, could decide, they could customize the beach area in two or three different versions with a pergola or with an additional deck. But anyway, so are three different versions. One full open, the other full deck, and the middle one with a great pergola that it's potentially what until today has attracted many customers. But anyway, we are starting the construction. Of course, so the beginning was postponed. At the very originally, we scheduled to start start the construction in March 2020, but then the lockdown created some disruption, like it's easy to imagine. And so I think we will start the construction of the hull. We just have the tools, deck, all the mold, deck, the hull, and many other parts. And so we will start quickly, at latest at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. To launch the boat the prototype, the beginning of 2022. Because anyway, it takes time to build such a super yacht in fiberglass.
Right.
Originally, we, because Sunseeker, as I said, potentially is one of the largest, or it is one of maybe the largest manufacturer of super yacht in the world. We delivered in 20 years 136 super yacht over 30 meter, and those super yachts are all fiberglass. And so our clientele really love to have a fiberglass boat. I know that our competitors and my background, it was building a lot of steel and aluminium boat, but our clientele really love fiberglass. And that's the reason why we have the 42 in for full fiberglass and the 50 aluminium. In this way, choice to customers.
You just mentioned the 50.
Consider that the 42 gross tonnage is 420 tons, and the 50 is 499 tons. And so in terms of overall dimension, are not so far away, similar.
Right. The 50 meter, like you said, is also in development, slightly different, some of the same family features like that wonderful beach club. But that boat being in metal obviously is under construction with a partner shipyard. So you've been working with Icon Yachts on that. So what's the latest with that project?
That project is ongoing. Of course, we had some delay due to the COVID and the fact that the boat is designed in UK together with Vanhosanen, that is located, is the naval platform, the hull is designed by Vanhosanen. And the engineering is designed by Icon. So three designers, Sunseeker as an overall project, but then Icon and Vanhosanen. And then the propulsion package is designed in Germany because it's the first full hybrid package by MTU. By the way, leading an international project today with the pandemic, believe me, it's quite difficult. We had before the pandemic frequent meeting together because there are many, many things to put together. You remember the Vanhosanen hull is one of the more efficient hull never seen. That's the reason why the hybrid is perfect for that boat, because the resistance of the hull, the power demand at 10, 12 knots is ridiculous. To move that boat at 10 knots is like to move my small runabout at 30 knots. And so, okay, my runabout, unfortunately, is not particularly efficient, but it's so smaller than the 50. And so, I mean, it's an excellent hull with some hydrodynamic exclusive appendages and wing applied by Vanhosanen that become a unique project. But this is the reason why we decided to have the hybrid, because with the hybrid you can maximize the range at zero emission mode with that hull. But because it's difficult today to go on, I mean, we didn't have any meeting starting from, I mean, only electronic meeting, but not meeting in person and, with the customer and so on. The customer is German. And so we have some delays in this project. But I think that both, as if you are able first to stop the pandemic, we hope, everybody hope that, but then to go on like it is scheduled today, I think that in 2022, before the summer 2022, we will see both in the water, the 50 and the 42 Ocean, mm-hmm. that are similar in concept because it's some secret super yacht design, but it will be different in many details. And so the clientele is different anyway.
The reason you were partnering with Icon and Vanhosanen and the other external companies obviously makes a lot of sense. They have the experience with the metal yachts that Sunseeker has not had since you've been focusing on fiberglass. I'm wondering though, is there an opportunity in the pool area for you to potentially expand to create this, you know, more dedicated space to the super yacht division or other materials a little closer to home down the road? Or do you not even plan to do that? Would you prefer to just stay with partners who specialize in?
Have you been in pool before?
It's been a very long time since I've been there, so my memory is not very clear of what it looks like. I have to confess.
In pool, real estate is an unbelievable growing business because it's a fantastic, very attractive location for tourism. And so there is a huge expansion in real estate. To build a largest shipyard here, it's not absolutely, I mean, it's like to try to decide to have an airport in Monte Carlo. I mean, it could be a good idea, but a little bit expensive.
Yeah, just a little bit, right? A little bit of a challenge.
By the way, we have decided to not expand, not reduction, no reduction, but not expansion of our production facility in Poole for the reasons that everybody understands as soon as enter in Poole now. Maybe 10 years ago it was different. I do not know because I just joined Sunseeker 2019, but today the expansion in real estate, it's like that, vertical. And so it's not the right place to build a shipyard for many, many reasons. We have a great shipyard, a great location, again, in a beautiful area, but today is we just own that location, very large, in Portland, close to Weymouth. And we are now thinking and designing to expand the super yacht fiberglass area there that today we just have there all our lamination for the super yacht that we built, the 116, the 131, and the ocean and the 40 ocean. And so I just built it there, and we think that we will go on investing there in order to improve that facility and complete the assembly there and launch the boat, because that beautiful shipyard is in the front of the bay. I mean, it's on the water. And so it's a perfect location to build super yacht. Mm-hmm.
You were mentioning the pandemic, and obviously that's had a tremendous impact on all marine businesses and all businesses in general, really. It's made, to say the least, things quite challenging. With that, though, I'm thinking in terms of your customer engagement, you know, seeing the customers that you're accustomed to seeing at yacht shows and being able to meet new customers. Clearly, that's been a big challenge since a lot of the yachting events have canceled. But I was struck by the new program you have, the Sunseeker on Show event, as being a creative way to try to address that need. You know, clearly you want to see people in person. Clearly you have customers who want to see you and see your boats. So tell us about this Sunseeker on Show event. You know, have you had them going on for a bit now, and what types of boats are involved?
Yes, we are particularly proud of the Sunseeker Showcase. And it's a very private lounge for our customer, located on our private marina in Poole, exactly where the real estate cost a fortune. And so it's a beautiful area. And we have we invite customers, families, one by one. We don't have events. I mean, we have some events with two or three different families, but no more than that. Not only for the limitation rules because the COVID, but because the exclusivity and the experience that we like to share with our customer, that is more to stay together, but together means privately. We have a lounge, one of the most good restaurants in UK. And don't forget, I am Italian. I'm incredible if I talk about good restaurants. And is serving food, a wonderful dinner, and wonderful lunch. And so we stay there, 6-8 people. We have a cinema where you can see your boat becoming reality in terms of customization, in terms of visual 3D, and all the images on the boat that are not on the display. And so the family could stay there looking in the, really, it's a cinema. And then when, for example, mother and father, they like to have a sea trial, the child will stay there looking at TV if he likes to stay there. Because anyway, it's a family entertainment. It's a norm for our customer. It's not a typical showroom for everybody. And that's one of the reasons why you are not seeing pictures of that location inside. You have seen potentially pictures from outside where you see the area and the boats. We have 4 boats on dry to visit and 6 boats ready to be tested in a marina. But anyway, and those boats are changing because when we deliver one, it goes, and then we have another one and so on. But anyway, plenty of possibility to visit the existing boat, testing boats. But the main reason is to stay together to talk about everything. And if you enter in that lounge, there are beautiful pieces of art, painting, sculpture. It's cozy. It's something I think innovative in that way as an experience. Unfortunately, our Mr. Boris Johnson limited dramatically the possibility to let have a guest our customers from Europe or America. No way. If somebody comes, has to quarantine. And of course, this kind of event is healthy. And so the problem is today, unfortunately, what is designed to be an international home of Sunseeker customer, it is now a domestic one because the limitation of the imposed by coronavirus. But this is a permanent showcase. It's a permanent showcase, and so we hope that very soon the pandemic will be over, and we will invite also editors, journalists for the event to launch new models. We will invite a different kind of people there. For example, recently we had an event together with Lamborghini, the Bull Run. Stop at the in our location. Of course, the Lamborghini customer was happy to see a Sunseeker that in some way has a similar language in design and similar performance and quality. And so, I mean, this location will be permanent, and you will see how many ideas will be realized in order to involve the crew members, customers, friends, and newcomers in the nautical industry.
Very good. I like the idea. It makes a lot of sense to have something that is more intimate, more private, and really very personal, because that's what it's all about. Being out on these boats, it's your time away from all the craziness of your everyday life with your family. Time to relax. Yeah, good.
Yeah, and you feel safe because you are not at the boat show. You are at the bar, you are the only one there. Okay, we have the barman and everything, but it's completely safe. And then the reason why we are not showing the picture inside, it's because we like to keep to surprise the customer when they come, and they are surprised because the arrangement is particularly nice. Yes, it is an experience for them. But you know, many times I heard about that because of the pandemic and everything, we must use much more internet. Yes, but boating is an experience to live in person. It's not something that you can transmit via internet. That's the reason why we invested much more on this reality versus something that is virtual. Even I got some criticism. Everybody says it's time to virtual. Yeah, but a boat is something that you have to touch, to smell, to be in, and also the experience where your dealer that becomes your friend has to be in person, in safe condition, but in person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. One last question for you. I know Sunseeker recently received a significant investment from its parent company to help double the number of the yacht models that you're planning on launching, and you're going to be doing it quicker than originally anticipated. I believe 2023 is when you're looking to have these models available. So what can you tell us about some of the models that are in development? I know you're not going to reveal everything, but what about, are there any kind of hints you can give us about some of the models that are coming out, especially anything in that super yacht sector?
Yeah, we are working a lot. New products are very, very important. And as you know, we have different, we are covering different niche of the product. And so we are expanding the ocean line. That for us, ocean line is a boat that is going quite fast, up to 20 if it is a super yacht, to 20 knots, up to 25 if it is a large yacht, but it's particularly efficient, stable, and comfortable at 12 to 15 knots. So this line ocean, that for us it's a line Romia. And it's going to be increased, and you will see very soon the Ocean Club, the Ocean, the Nighty Ocean, very soon will be launched. And unfortunately, because of the COVID, we can't do the event for all the press in pool, but we are going to organize as soon as possible it. But in that particular case, you will get some view. But then we are, in the meantime, working at our traditional high-speed yacht line with lines that typical Sunseeker, I say 007, aggressive, cutting-edge design, that is really, again, more and more appreciated. We are building the largest non-super yacht in the world, is the new 100, that despite the fact that it's 100 feet, absolutely a large boat, it's a non-super yacht, it's in the category CE marked label, as a so below 24 meter and a small vessel in MCA, but is a very large, because don't forget that the, in my vision, unfortunately, because from 1st of January 2021, all the shipyards will be obliged to install SCR system filter for exhaust. Very expensive, heavy, and space consuming on board those systems. And this will create, to me, a problem to build both 105, 110, 115, because those boats, at the end of the day, will have the same internal spaces to a 100, but taken from technical thing that normally the customer Yes, they want to know that they are complying with rules, but they don't love, they love cabins, interiors, and something like that, not engine room. And so the space taken by the SCR inevitably will create a kind of highest entry level of super yacht arena. To me, the super yacht arena will start at 120, not less than that. And so in the future, you will see something in this direction. And then, okay, as I said, the 42 and the 50 ocean, and then something in the middle that will be in aluminum too.
Good, very good. Well, we look forward to learning about those and seeing renderings and all those good things as soon as you're able to release them.
Oh yeah, we are working on. Of course, we are living an era in which nobody can predict the future. I think that if somebody in February last year told me, you know what will be the 2020, I will never say, I mean, I said you are crazy, but the reality was was more than than what everybody can predict at that time, so nobody knows about the future. But we have seen a tendency of our customer at different level to come back to boating more and more this year compared to previous years, maybe because boats is a very healthy place to stay together with your family, but not in contact with many people. Maybe because of that, maybe because the pandemic situation restarted the wish to live the life. I really do not know the reason, but the reality is that this year, during the pandemic, we had a lot of people coming back to purchase yachts sooner than what they expected before the pandemic. The pandemic was a kind of, okay, I do it. You never know about the future, I'm doing that. And also the existing boats were particularly used. I have seen this year in many marinas that I have seen in UK, in Italy. Normally you see a lot of boats on dry dock also in July and August. This year, very few boats on dry dock. Everybody used the boat. And that's the best signal that we can get for the future. Because, I mean, I don't believe that this industry will be sustained only by who like to show off richness. I think that the best customer is the customer that spend the vacation on board with the family. And this year happens more and more, and to me, is the best signal for the future.
I'd like to thank Andrea for joining me for this conversation today and for sharing not just insight into what's going on at the shipyard, but also being candid about what COVID-19 has done in terms of challenges for the workforce. You know, if we all take a step back and think for a moment, we in our own businesses, of course, have had challenges. In our own lives, we've had challenges because of COVID-19. And in yachting, there's a tendency to try to paint a rosy picture all the time and not let anybody know that there are challenges behind the scenes. So it was good to have him be so frank and forward. And if there's anything I think we all can learn about this ongoing pandemic, it's that transparency and clear communication are key. So I thank him once again. If you'd like to learn more about what Sunseeker is doing, of course, you can visit their website, which is sunseeker.com. That wraps up this episode of Mega Yacht News Radio. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you hear, please share the word on social media, plus subscribe to our feed automatically. You can do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Google Play Music. And if you'd like to learn more about what's going on in the world of large yacht cruising, new construction, and design, you can check out our daily updated website, which is megayachtnews.com. Until next time, I'm Diane Byrne.